I found that Pat had already purchased the boat.
Very nice. He was trying to wear this fortune, and I said, I could get to it, and I'd buy some more, and I'd go back to it, and so, I'll give this to Pat, and she, lots of hands, so far, back up. Okay.
See, the boat is super stunning, man. They were so pleased, I saw them yesterday with that boy. They were coming back from church when I was. That's an awful lot, I know, just needed.
Well, it helped you.
Well, I think it did, it carried on a normal conversation with me yesterday. I walked across the street with him.
You know, we gotta remember, mental, that so-called nervous breakdown, you know, a lot of people live through.
Oh, sure, they did, so.
You know, the old days, the sad thing was, they put them in a booby hatch.
And that drove them crazy.
Drove totally crazy. But the present time, you know, these things happen, get older. There may be pressures on them, but you don't know.
Well, that's right, you never know. You never know what you, and no one ever knows what their own breaking point is, you know. I don't know, that's all right.
Sir, just take a moment.
Okay.
Where is the secretary of restricted? Right here.
Dave?
Yes, sir. Primarily, of course, folks in the OT, we bounced most of that to state that that's the prosecutor did a good job supporting the Fort Masters communicate and referring to it as a vacation. Even the violation of 5416. I think I'll add nothing this afternoon at this point.
Well, let me say that in general thing, and I told Kissinger today that if he isn't doing this afternoon, he wants to know that he is from the early morning, scouting you and Holt.
We have him today, but I think you were early morning, so that we can set the topic on the line.
The main thing around is to keep statements from coming out of the White House. I do not want the White House to be well, or going badly, or et cetera, to the extent you possibly can. Except, I think, simply to say, well, now this is a matter of the President, very close touch with.
Is there going to be a massive bombing in the north of the present city to take about that. There's where I think, gentlemen.
I'm not going to comment on what we're going to do. I just say, no, I would not say that we're not going to comment what we're going to do. Now, with regard to the recommitment of ground forces, well, did McCoskey not tell them?
No, he didn't. He not going to watch his own decision. Why should you deal with that, gentlemen?
We are not going to. I don't know whether we want to say that.
Well, there's two ways you can deal with it.
I don't want to leave an impression that we are, because that would get all of the Senate stirred up.
Two ways to deal with it, gentlemen. Our policy, as you know, has been announced in relation to South Vietnam. We had now tackled, which we were by the state today. Let me just say that when an enemy takes an action like this, obviously, we are going to view the situation in all aspects of it. Now, that leaves it open somewhat. It leaves the threat hanging there.
Just say it. I wanted to just say this. We have stated our position. We have stated our position in the past with regard to what our actions would be. And I'm not going to go into that. That's a military decision. Military decision that I'm not going to discuss. Now, except from the ground forces thing.
I can say you should not draw assumptions from that statement.
Thing, Ron, you could possibly do is to leave total doubt and just let the president have doubt about McCoskey leaving there.
Right.
I think that's what we really want to have come out of here to. Rather than you don't have to repeat the threat and all that. They know that has been made. Just say that our position has been stated. And the president has stated his position on this. And I'm not going to say anything further. Now the ground forces. Did you ask Kissinger what to say about ground forces?
Well, we talked about it, but we talked about leaving the place for the
Wait.
Now we're all spread out there. I don't think it's anything I have to be concerned with. We have to concern ourselves with today.
Well, I don't want to leave that
One way around
the ground forces
war ahead of this is they come. Is a withdrawal continuing, gentlemen?
President, the president is will make a. The president has said he will make another announcement before the 1st of May. It will be based on the situation at that time. Why don't you answer the question that way?
That's it.
The president will make another announcement with regard to our troop levels with regard to the 1st of May, and it will be based on the situation at that time.
That's that time.
Imply we're going to continue.
Right.
You can say the president, as he indicated in his press conference, will make another announcement with regard to our withdrawals. And what that announcement is will depend on that. Will it be more withdrawal or not? Will it revert? I'm not going to comment on what it's going to be. You'll make another announcement on the 1st of May. And I would advise you not to speculate about that announcement is going to be. Well, let's leave off the last. Just said he's going to make another announcement on the 1st of May, and I'm not going to go beyond that. How's that sound?
It's fine. You have said you would make another statement regarding the withdrawal. So why don't you fly back away from that now?
Don't say that.
Just say another announcement before the 1st of May. I have nothing to ask.
With regard to our withdrawal program, as the president has said, the amount, that announcement, what that announcement will be, will depend on the circumstances at that time. Then on the other, I would say, as far as the effective is concerned, they got it well positioned to indicate that we expected the attacks, that we expected that the loss of territory, you know what I mean, and all that sort of thing. That's all been pretty well positioned, as you know.
Right. So I've been talking to the guys based upon the, just on an aggregate basis, particularly guys, making the point that we assume that the news media will assess this in a different way now because they've had experience with this type of thinking. What would be the advantage always do is to the attacker in the early stages.
That's right.
Because they can concentrate their forces in an area. And you take, for example, as you guys know when I talk to, fire bases are set up to repel a major attack.
Well, they've had, we're not trying to create any sense of, this is a major attack with concentrated forces. And we're not indicating that, and that you're not going to characterize, it. I would say it's serious, sir. I think, just that you're not going to go beyond what has been said. We're not going to assess it day by day. What are we going to do about it? That's been uncovered in the past. I mean, you say, you can say, I'm not going to go beyond what President has said in the past on that subject. Well, what about this or that? I'm just, I'm going to be on it, interpreting what you want. How's that sound? Now, well, it's a question that you're trying to get across. That hour, we want to have, we want to leave hanging in there the uncertainty, the threat, or the expectation that there will be a, you know, a reaction to this military action on the part of the enemy. We also want to leave in there no Pollyannish talk about it. We're not saying anything. I would say it's a major attack. And the, let's don't say how they're fighting and so forth. And the statements regarding the attack will be made from Saigon by the military command in Saigon. And the evaluations of the military effect of the attack, how are the armed fight, you know, and so forth and so on. Certainly, you would think that it's wrong to try to evaluate the attack day by day. We believe it will be several days before the extent of the attack. Why don't you say that? Several days before the extent of the attack and its effect will be clearly known. But it is continuing at this point. And therefore, you're not going to comment on it during these days while the attack is still in progress. But the comments will be made by the military commander, by General Abrams in the field, and you're just saying we're not going to comment on the day-to-day reports. General Evans will make those reports. How does that sound? It's good. So don't. And then they said, well, how are they fighting? Well, and loud and all that bullshit. There's some way you can knock that down.
Well, that's true. I'm building this.
Well, the morning news summary had a lot of that.
That's what we've been trying to attack these generals.
It actually, the other, incidentally, they all know there are no Americans involved except their heir. Are they aware of this?
Yes, sir.
You might make that point.
It's been made outside now. It's been made by the
Senator. Yeah. Well, why don't you say, you know, gentlemen, this is a, and as you can say, you know, rather than General Abrams, will be made by the military commanders in the field. And then you can say, as you know, gentlemen, this is South Vietnamese operation. The only American involved is by air. South Vietnamese operation, sorry. We will go up to 10, suppose they go to 10 countries, and they go to 20, you know, because of the air, because she tells them, I'm sure. Do you consider that important?
Not short range. The only thing I think probably the casualty is sustained increase.
I don't have one on the ground. Absolute coolness. The president is, personally, the president has personally assessed the situation. He's been in consultation. Don't say he's in very sick, he's been in consultation with the mayor. Well, he's been in consultation with his major advisors. with his makers about which ones, you know, they are, the various, the responsible departments, and the chairman, the chief. Press thing that I wrote about, the wrong, not the shit on it.
It's just like it looks.
About, probably, unfortunately, what is. I see Peter Berry, I don't follow him. Well, she got across our story.
Governor's staff.
What do you think of that?
Pile of that.
Wasn't that a spook?
They're starting to press them.
I don't think her. I mean, the point is, he probably reached out and told him.
There's a decision on Mars, is that we can't begin. And now ITG has released their tax papers, they pay $5 million.
For Christ's sake, no corporation. Individuals don't pay taxes sometimes, but for Christ's sake, a corporation. He knows every goddamn corporation in the country has an audit. You know, of course they pay taxes. What else? He said something else.
Well, he also said that,
The $450,000.
That $400,000 had been filed with the SEC.
Now that's anyway, that story is. I have a feeling, Robin, before that.
It's fake.
Well, but you think they're getting a little tired of it?
No, I think.
How do you feel?
I think so.
I know they have somebody to goose it up by getting a new revelation, but I have a feeling that it's just goddamn confusing to begin with.
And it's turning into, somewhat of a charade. This McGovern thing helped from the overall national standpoint.
You think it did?
Another element of the charge without any fact. I think it's beginning to plan as to totally
plan. Tell some of the people that I suppose some of our people want to crack another children So we just soon as you have the government, well, maybe we know no Democrats taking on, but it's just a meeting.
You have a meeting this president for.
Chapter verse.
Right. And to recap this one. I'll tell you, the strength of this is what's going on with the planet at this point. All 16 lives are defined for accepting the state. The rest is very long, very good, Lindsay, this is Boston, this is McGregor.
Or they have that.
Well, listen to the point on the Today Show. What a collection of limited money. Edward Humphrey is just
Surely. Just a washout.
And the Muskie's one.
What's he like?
Well, she just, kind of coffee-faced. Confused is what you can tell by looking at her. Kind of a cheap side. Wallace's wife, not much. Lindsay's wife, fairly attractive.
Yeah, well, his wife is a a little off-beat. Wallace's wife is rather pretty. Used to be, I don't know.
Wallace's wife is pretty, but
she's the best one in the bunch.
Jackson's wife came off better than
she did. She's a nice person.
And she came off as a nice person, but she doesn't.
No brain.
I mean, the first lady is just, 900.
Well, that's a well, all this, as a matter of fact, just for your information, this is a serious thing. And it's obvious. Due to the fact that they got the break of the goddamn weather, if they hadn't had that, we could knock those man tanks out all day together and those guns. And so they'll have it through. But if you're talking to the press boys, they don't follow me. I got to go to the goddamn sergeant. I get back again. I'll look at these figures sometime. And I'll see what I want to do. Check them out. I've been on the boat. It's a more recent vintage. The most famous one. March 21st, 1918. It launched a massive assault on the British. One British commander, General Gough, was retired as a result of a disaster. Several German generals were decorated. The British, in the course of battle, was lost a half a million men. And the Germans lost the war.
because...
And that's when it began. Because you see, the line bent, and it did not break. You ever get a chance, you say, that's an example of it. It was the bending that the Germans had to win the war then, or they lost it too. But they poured everything in, and they killed that code. The line bent, but it did not break. And here's the situation here. Now this one may, they've done a little bit on the other hand. It'll break the whole goddamn thing at this time, a conclusion. You know, in a sense. And you know, you realize what's going to happen. Either the line will hold, which we think it may. I mean, the long and open may. And then these bastards are going to, they've taken their shot now rather than later, and they're going to have to fall. Or the line might break. I mean, if the South Vietnamese just hasn't got it, it may be. You say, thank God, to hell.
Better now.
Yep.
Okay, I can...
All right, fine.
Yes, sir.